got money problems, I'm sorry. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, money, power, I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Prosper the Godspeed. I hope y'all are doing good out there today. Okay, yeah, I'm doing good. We are doing good. Welcome back on season 2, episode 4 of Prosper the Godspeed. And today, I'm super old school today. If y'all hear, you know, the pad changing, those are my notes, you know. Because I really wanted to make this episode like really meaningful, because a lot of people are going to go through this type of stuff I'm about to talk about, and I've been through it and I'm still going through it, so I thought it was beneficial to do a podcast about it. And I've done one in the past. You can go look at my episode catalog and you'll see where I talked about marriage and talked about marriage with a friend and one of my good buddies. But I'm gonna be solo dolo on this one, and I'm gonna really kind of get into some ways that'll help you survive marriage. And for the longest, I kind of stayed away from talking about this because I felt like I didn't have enough skin in the game, because I had only been married when I first started my podcast. I had only been married like maybe a year or two, and I didn't feel like I had really had enough experience to talk about. But man, since then a lot has happened. And I feel like I can talk about it now, so I'm gonna talk about it, and hopefully it helps y'all, man. Especially if you're newlywed and going into marriage, and I consider newlyweds people who, you know, maybe like the first 5-6 years of marriage to me, only because it's just such an adjustment. Some people might think that's asinine to think that, you know, you could be in year 4 and it's still, you still classify yourself as newlyweds. And the only reason why I say I still classify newlyweds with 4 or 5 years in marriage is because just life has so many different, you just experience life, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many different things start to happen over the years, and it'll be your first time dealing with it, going with it, trying to find a way to adjust. So that's why I say it's still newlyweds, because a lot of stuff you're experiencing your first year, you know. First year is usually just like, oh my gosh, I'm married, you know, that's my husband, that's my wife, you know what I'm saying, look at my ring, glee, you know what I'm saying, that type of thing. It's not like, you know, like, man, yeah, she's everything, she's done this, she's done that, we've been through this, we've been through that. It's none of that at first. So now you get into the nitty gritty of marriage. When you get in those years and stuff start to happen, losing jobs, not really holding up your end of the vows or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Not talking anything crazy, just the adjustment, man. And I really feel like this is gonna be a good episode, especially for people who thinking about getting married and people who just got married, you know what I'm saying? So how I always like to start, man, quick prayer. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for helping me make it through my first year of school counseling. Your boy finally on my little 2-week summer vacation. So, Lord, thank you. Let these words I speak help people, and let it be fun, let it be good. In your name, pray. Amen. So, I haven't named this episode yet, but I'm thinking about naming it like Surviving Marriage, Pride, Pettiness, Spite, Anger, and Communication, something like that, so you know like what you're getting yourself into. So just first off, you know, me and my beautiful wife, we've been married 4 years. God, I hope I don't have any of the, I hope I don't get any of these things wrong, because then she'll be like, boy, you know how long we've been married, you know, something like that. But 4 years, and we've been together 7, almost 8 years. And we've known each other, I think, almost 10. So, one thing I would say, man, if you're somebody thinking about marriage, you know, get to know your person. Get to know that person, like, before you make that questioning. And get to know that person before you accept that question. Before you say, yes, I want to marry you. Like, get to know that person, because you don't want to not explore this person's personality before you make the commitment. You know, and granted, there's a whole bunch of people out there that, you know, get married soon after they meet somebody, and that's okay too. I just would prefer to have known, you know, me raising up my kids and my son, just telling him when he get older, you know, get to know her, you know what I'm saying? Get to know her, get to know him, get to know him for a while. See if this is something you really want to do. And then you make the decision. I remember vividly my mama telling me, like, I think around the time I started dating my wife, she said, you know, don't string her along, get to know her for about 3 years, date for about 3 years. If it goes there, somebody said that, one of my mom or my stepmom, I can't remember who said it, but they said, but 3 years is a good time to know a person. And I think I even researched it, man, because like back in when I was in college, I was huge on research. Anything I had a question about, I was researching it. Like anything, like what is a star made of, or you know, are there other galaxies, man? Or if I would hear something, I'm researching it, especially when it came to love and relationships. I don't know why I was always drawn to that, but I was always drawn to the concept of relationship and people being in a relationship and navigating it. And I would love when my friends and people that I knew talked to me about their relationships. Now, I reached my breaking point when I keep going over the same thing and offering them really sound advice and they ignoring it. I'm just like, okay, I got to a point where I just let them talk. But for the most part, I love trying to break down why my person did what they did and why the other person did what they did, and just trying to help them. So get to know your spouse and let them get to know you. Definitely take the time to do that, you know. You ain't gotta rush into it. Just get to know them. And while you get to know them, be intentional about it. Like some people will be like, yeah, I'm getting to know you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really ready. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They be talking like that. Like people that be like that ain't serious. But be intentional. Begin to know somebody. Just get to know them. Date them. Date them. And I'm gonna get into another point, just not off topic, but I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit. When you get married, dating your person doesn't stop. That's something I have been having to realize and navigating through. And it's not hard. You just remember, like, the things you enjoy doing together, the things that make her happy, the things that make him happy. You keep doing those things. Just because you married, that doesn't stop. And I really feel like, you know, the old generations and the older generations don't really grasp the concept, because I feel like back then it was like when we got married, that was it. We're here. You know what I'm saying? This is it. But it's not. And every day and multiple times throughout just my daily life, I'm reminded, like, man, you know, you got to still date your wife. You know what I'm saying? Even though money be tight sometimes, you know, you got to still find a way. And usually what I do, I'm a big movie person. I love entertainment. And my wife, I don't think she really cares about it, but she loves going with me because it's a date. And she'll watch anything. I said, you know, let's go see the new Marvel movie. You know, I'm big on that stuff. She's not, but she will go with me. And we make a date out of it. We usually go and get... I remember being in college. I kept asking her, like, which do you prefer, the movie before the dinner or dinner before the movie? I used to ask her all the time when we first started dating. And then I finally just thought about it. When you eat, you might be too sleepy to enjoy the movie, right? You know how we at home and eat something good and you go to sleep. And then that's how I remembered it. So the movie before the dinner. You know, with my wife. And again, I hope I'm right. Because you hear that, just like, well, you still don't know, you'll be lying. But I feel like I'm right. But yeah, I'm big on movies, movie dates. And, you know, my mind is a very creative mind. And there's things I want to do. It's just sometimes I have a hard time bringing them to action. But again, man, during the movie, my wife, she told me she liked to walk on the beach. I really don't care for that, but that's something I'm still pushing myself to do because she enjoys it. I haven't done it yet, but that's something I want to do for her. I want to start making us have a little, just little beach dates, you know what I'm saying? Go out there, and we have our baby, he's young, so I'm really apprehensive about going out there in the heat, man, and being out there with him. But yeah, keep dating. They don't stop when you get married, okay? But back to getting to know your spouse. Get to know them, let them know you. Over the course of 3 years, I think 3 years is a good time. 3 years max. Now, if you're dating somebody for 3 years and you still don't know if you want to marry them, chances are you don't need to marry that person, right? All right, so, excuse me. If you don't know in 3 years that you want to marry a person, you probably don't want to marry them. So don't waste anybody's time any longer. Like, get the step. Keep moving, you know what I'm saying? But that is a good time. So as my kids get older and start dating and stuff, that's what I'm gonna tell them. I'm gonna say minimum 2 years, max three. You know, in 2 years you can pretty much get a feel. In 3 years you should definitely know, like, all right, this is my person. But yeah, get to know them, let them get to know you. So I'm really gonna, the meat of this podcast is gonna come from five things that I think help marriages, okay? This is not research based. This is completely my opinion, but I feel like if I was to research it in depth, now granted, some of these things are research based, and I know for a fact they help marriages, but for the most part, I'm just going to be going off my knowledge as a counselor and as an intuitive individual. So, five things that help marriages. Number one, faith, centered around God and I was gonna say Christian principles, but some people believe in other things. But whatever you believe in, you know, because I'm not here to tell you. I'm not gonna be that person to be like, you know what I'm saying? It's America, country is built off freedom, and believing in what you want to believe in. But if you are a person of Christian values, or you want to be a person of Christian values, faith being and your relationship, your marriage being built around God and Christian principles, I think that's number one. That's key. And what I really mean is, understanding how God would want you to be as a husband or a wife. You know, a lot of the times, ooh, this is a good topic for another time. But a lot of the times, we think that marriage is the stuff that we see in the Bible. And to a certain extent, it is. You know, a man has to be a leader. Women has to be. I don't really believe in gender roles. Honestly, personally, I don't. Because if somebody was to believe in gender roles, what was the point of women's rights in a way, if that makes sense? So I feel like gender roles puts a limit on women, like, oh, you can't do that. You're confined to cooking and cleaning. You can't do nothing. You can't pursue your goals. I don't believe in that. But there's people that does, and that's their business. But the man has to be a leader. And I think the best leaders, I might need to turn the reverb down. I think the best leaders are people who know how to follow, you know? So, yeah, I'm gonna turn that reverb all the way down. Sorry, y'all. Had a little bit much reverb on the microphone. But the best leaders are people that can follow. And if you're following God, you're gonna by default be a great leader. Inside the household. So learning how to have a relationship around faith, Christian-based principles. Because inside of Christianity, not religion, I don't believe Christianity is a religion. I believe it's a faith. You know what I'm saying? Like being a Baptist of the Christian faith, to being a Methodist, being a Catholic, and all those things, that's a religion, right? Because they have different rules. So these are just my opinions. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you believe in the Almighty and you try to live a good life, then you're doing good. But having those principles, I think, helps. It helps a man to be patient, slow to anger, understanding, and it helps a woman women are already more nurturing by nature. But I think a lot of women don't realize that when you meet a man, he is still going to need some type of nurturing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to be all the way put together. You still have to nurture him. Not saying you have to baby him, but just like you're not going to, just like the woman's not going to be, just like the man's not going to be everything a woman wanted or needed, or I say want, and vice versa. But you have to nurture that person, not to make them what you want them to be, but just to help them realize their potential as whatever, as a husband or a wife. So I think men don't understand. It's a lot of stuff men don't understand inside of a relationship. You know, we think it's all rah rah, and I gotta be mad, I gotta put my foot down. No, there's a time and place for that. But most times, you gotta be gentle, man. You gotta be loving. You gotta be patient. You gotta be understanding. And I'm finna give you the code right now. If you want, you know, it's supposed to be happy spouse, happy house, right? But you know, we know, because men, most of the times, we got the tendency to mess up than women. So happy wife, happy life, right? And I don't think people really get what that means. And to me, it's just because women are smart. It's almost like they're all knowing. So if your woman asks you to do something or do something better, man, do it. Go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna be better for you. And this goes back to being a leader. When you're able to do that, your wife is able to understand, and she's able to understand, and she's able to understand how to be what you need now. You know what I'm saying? Not saying like you're a do boy or your girl got you whipped. First of all, that shouldn't even matter. If that's your girl, that's your girl, whether you whip or not. You know, if you gonna be in love with somebody, be in love with them and don't worry about what other people say. But if you're able to listen to your girl, your wife, and you're able to listen to what she says and do it, and then keep doing it, don't just stop, right? Don't just do it that one time and stop. Like, do it without her prompting you every time. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at this, because I'm not. My wife would tell you I'm not. But I'm damn sure better than what I used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be the simplest of things. Taking out the trash. You know what I'm saying? I'm so off topic right now. But taking out the trash. You know what I'm saying? People consider that a gender role. But it's not. I mean, but most men do take the trash out. You know what I'm saying? So I think when we first got married, I used to kind of just, I really didn't care to take the trash out promptly. You know what I'm saying? But then I kind of just I heard my wife, you know, and I ain't gonna say she's complaining. She's just saying like, he took this out. And my wife a real finicky type of person. She don't really like to be around a lot of a filth. She don't really like to be around a lot of filth. So she's not gonna, I mean, she will take the trash out, but you know, I try to take care of that for her, because I know that's something she doesn't really actually, I think she told me one time, we had a talk, and she was just like, you know, I would appreciate it if you took the trash out when it got full, or something like that. And I was like, you know what, I could do that. So, you know, unless I'm running super late, getting on the road for work, you know, I take the trash out almost every morning before I go to work. So just stuff like that. But my point in saying that, when you're able to listen and do the stuff and adapt, adjust, to the needs of your wife, she's able to see your needs and wants clearly, and she's more it'll happen more, it'll be easier for her to do for you and more peaceful for you, if that makes sense. Like, I'm gonna dumb it down, be more peaceful for you. But all right, so I'm gonna go first thing that helped marriage is faith. Number two, true teamwork, working and doing because of the love and not expecting anything in return. Now, our society as Americans, we are or just humans, not even American, just humans, we expect reciprocation for everything. If I wash your car, I expect you to wash my car. If I take the trash out, I expect you to take the trash. No, that's not how it works. And it works way better if you just do stuff because you love that. Excuse me, man. You do stuff because you love that person. When you think about it, when you love somebody, like when you have kids, I just had a baby. You know what I'm saying? So he's still young, really. But that's gonna be he had hernias. Man, that sounded country. Hernias. He had hernia. Can't even get it out now. He'd had hernias, okay. And myself and my wife, we didn't even think twice about it. We were just like, okay, what do we need to do to get them fixed? They was like, you got to go to New Orleans. That's an hour and some change for us. We were like, cool. I'm gonna take off work, and we're gonna go see what they say. And dude was like, okay, he got to have surgery. I said, cool. How soon? Next Friday. I said, say less. Took off work, drove down there. Did we spend the night? I can't remember. Did we spend the night? I think we did, cause I had to watch him overnight, cause he was under the anesthesia. We did spend the night, but it was like, we doing this because we love our baby. You know, it's nothing he could ever do for us. We did that out of love. And that's how it's got to be in a relationship. That's how it got to be in a marriage. You clean up because you love this person. This person, you know your person tired. You know they tired. And you tired. You don't want to clean up. They don't want to clean up. But you say, that's my girl. Or this my guy. Or this my person. I know they're going to appreciate this. And I'm gonna do this because I love them. And man, you'll be surprised at just how that type of stuff can help your marriage and relationship. Like, I had to tell my wife one time, like, bro, we gonna be tired. This is life now. Unless we get rich and don't gotta work no more, we are going to be tired. Two working individuals with a newborn baby, we're gonna be tired. Let's accept it. Let's be the best people, husband and wife and mother and father we could be. And a lot of the times, if you adjust, adapt that mindset, it makes it easier. Ain't no point in complaining. Shit, we here now. We here now. But what we complain for? You know what I'm saying? Let's do the best we can. And if you need something, you let me know. If I need something, I'm gonna let you know. But that's why I said you gotta get to know your person, because with that time, you gotta automatically know their needs and wants without them even saying anything. You know, I'm a creative entrepreneur. I'm making music. I'm doing a podcast. I have a YouTube that's not super active right now, but my plan, I got plans for it. I love to go to work and come home and come in the studio, lay a new song out, do a podcast. But some days I know my wife needs me to get to our son. And that's how I gotta be. Teamwork. And we, like, I'm gonna do a more simple example of this. We do our baby duties, like, just we rotate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, so she didn't fed and change him the first half of the day. I'm gonna be on the last part of the day, right? And vice versa. It's like, okay, he made the milk the last two nights. Let me make the milk this time. But we don't really say you gonna make the milk. You gonna clean them. You gonna shower. We'll just kind of know, like, you've been doing it, so let me do it. And it works like that because we're doing this because, like, I know she's tired. She just got off work and she got class. And it's like, I know he's tired. He drive an hour every day to and from work. He had to stop and get baby stuff or whatever, whatever. And I know he's tired. So it's like, that's out of love, because it's easy, and you have to put your pride to the side when it comes to marriage and relationships. You know, you can't always have your way, but you have to put your pride to the side and say, I love this person and I'm gonna do this. I'm tired, they're tired. One of the biggest eye openers for me was when we first had our son and we came home from the hospital, and that sucker was crying. He was crying in the middle of the night. I believe we were getting up at like 4 to feed him. And it was just some nights she couldn't go. And I knew it. And I'd just be like, all right, I got it. You know? And she's a trooper, you know. Shout out to my wife. I shout her out a lot. But she is amazing. And we're grateful for her. But, you know. And she would do it, or I'd be like, okay, I know she tired. I mean, let me get up. And I would pop up like Superman. Burr, burr. Like, I would get up, go feed that man, and fall asleep on the couch. And it ain't gonna always be like that. Some days you're gonna slip up. Some days you're gonna not be on your P's and Q's. And that's okay. You realize that, accept that, talk about it, do better. Right? So, second thing is teamwork. You gotta work as a team inside of a marriage. It's not anybody against anybody. It's a unit. Okay. One goal, we all go. That's how you gotta look at it. Do things together. And don't do things expecting anything in return. Do it out of love. If you find yourself keep doing stuff and expecting stuff out of return, like you doing a favor, excuse me. First of all, that's not gonna be sustainable. You can't do something in a marriage. It's just bad practice. You can't do stuff and think it's a favor. You do it out of love. You do it out of love, regardless of if the person gonna reciprocate it or back. Now, granted, if somebody's not holding their own, that's one thing. But to expect the same thing to be done for you, don't do that. I'm gonna just say this: do stuff out of love and don't expect your partner to like reciprocate any and everything. Okay. And I know some people gonna hear that and be like, what? You just gonna do it and don't expect them to do nothing? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying don't do something and think your partner owes you a favor. Okay, that's not, don't do that, all right? Number 3, understanding when something is a big deal and not, okay? with this one, you gotta understand what's a big deal and what's not. Meaning, understand when something is worth kind of like what my boy say on Star Wars? Aggressive passionate negotiations. Something like that. You gotta understand when something's worth a passionate conversation, or just like, look, this is what I need. I need help with this. A, B, C, D, E. Like, can you help me a little bit? Yeah, I got you. We good. So you got to understand the time and place for that. You know what I mean? Like, everything ain't a big deal. I had to tell myself that. Like, everything ain't a big deal. Everything don't require me to be super upset. And I had to tell my wife that too. Like, look, everything ain't a big deal. If I mess up, tell me. Say, hey, I need extra help with this, that, and then a third. And I think I'm a pretty understanding person. I don't really like to be at odds at all with my wife. So you tell me something that I could do to make something better, chances are I'm gonna do it. But if you get upset and start to get petty or whatever, whatever, then that makes it hard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that to husband and wives, fiancés out there. Understand when something is a big deal or not. Okay, try to keep the peace. Try to keep the peace in your marriage and your relationship. That goes back to understanding what a person needs and wants. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep the peace. Be non-problematic. You know, don't put yourself in a position or your partner in a position to act out of character or, you know, just not be themselves. Try to keep the peace. I don't understand what I meant when I said not saying to speak on situations. Yeah, I don't know. But point three is understanding when something is a big deal, meaning we really need to talk about this. This is a problem and I feel like it's affecting our marriage type of thing, versus, okay, they didn't do what I wanted them to do, or they didn't do it the right way. I'm upset, but it's not that big of a deal. I can get past it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and when it's not, when you can't get past it, talk about it. Okay. Point four, understanding marriage is a process. It's not something that both people are already supposed to know how to do. That's not my biggest point. Point five is my biggest point, biggest tip, but that is huge. Understanding marriage is a process. It's not something both people are already supposed to know how to do. Unless, obviously, somebody's been married and got a divorce. Yeah, you know how marriage works, all right? Or you should have learned how marriage worked by now. If your first one wasn't successful, you should have learned from the mistakes that were committed in the marriage to make this one better. But as a newlywed, and I think everybody's guilty of this. When you first get married, you just have this ideal of how everything's supposed to go. Or you think you know it's supposed to go. It's like when you're dating somebody, there's a different level of understanding and commitment. When you get married, it brings a whole nother aspect into it. And I think a lot of people don't see it that way, but that's how I see it. You gotta learn how to be a husband and how to be a wife, cause you ain't never been a husband or a wife before, unless you have. Okay, but I had to learn. I'm still learning how to be a husband. You know, like, what are my wife's biggest needs, right? From me, what would help make motherhood and her being a wife easier? That's my thought process on a day to day basis. That's my thought process. Do I always do everything that I know I'm supposed to do? No. Sometimes I'm tired, I'm lazy, I don't want to do it. But I'm trying to overcome that, because I want to be a good husband. I want my wife to see me as a good husband. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's who, that only her opinion counts anyway, but I want her to have no question, I don't want her to have any doubt that I'm, you know, top tier husband or whatever. So it'll help you newlyweds or newly married people to understand it's new. Give your person some time to adapt to being a husband and a wife. Okay, if you are a couple that's gonna practice gender roles, understand that the person might not be perfect at everything that they're committing themselves to. If a person's saying, I'm gonna do all the cooking, you know, first of all, if you can't cook, you don't need to be committed to that. Okay, I'll just say that. But if you are somebody, a couple that practice that, you know, understand that they ain't gonna be at the beginning, they're not gonna be spot on with everything. They're gonna have some lapses, they're gonna have some shortcomings. And be patient with them. Okay? Because I really and truly feel like there's a big difference between being a boyfriend / fiance, because fiance is still a boyfriend to me. boyfriend slash fiance, or girlfriend. Yeah. Because the only reason why I say that, some people might get offended, but the only reason why I say that is because legally you're still single, you know. Even in a relationship, you're still single. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you go fill out government papers or whatever, it's like, are you married, single, widowed, or divorced? I think in college, during like school surveys or something, it'll say relationship. But otherwise, it don't say you're in a relationship. It say, are you married? And you're not married until you're married legally in the United States. So that's why I say that. So, it's a big difference. Okay. Just the thought process from me being a boyfriend, fiance, to being a husband. Like, I used to be just so chill and lackadaisical, no initiative. And now it's like, as a husband, you have to be proud. You have to be prideful about, you have to have pride about being a husband. You got to feel good about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife needs this. This needs to be done. I need to get it done. Right? That's how you got to see it. Because that's how she's going to see you. Even when you don't see yourself like that. She's going to look to you to get things done. And you want her to. Really and truly, you want her to. When it comes to nurturing the kids, you're going to look, you know, a husband will look at their wives and say, and expect them to be good at that. Like, all right, little Johnny just bumped his knee. You need to nurture him back to health. But those are just things you learn how to do. You know, wives have to learn how to understand their husband on a basic level, because men are just not as complex or forward thinking as women are. Men are more present in that moment. Women are thinking about the past, present, and the future. And the future. You know what I'm saying? That's how they operate. That's how women are wired. And inside of a marriage, you have to learn that about. You need to be learning that while you're dating and courting somebody, but inside of marriage, it's a whole nother ball game. Right? So you gotta learn that. You gotta learn how to work as a husband. You can't work as a boyfriend and fiance anymore. You gotta learn how to work as a husband. You gotta learn how to work as a wife. You gotta learn how to have patience as a husband and patience as a wife. You have to learn it. You have to learn how to be non-problematic as a husband and non-problematic as a wife. It's just levels to this. And if you've been married, you know. It's just different level. You know what I'm saying? The problems you have while you're dating are different than the problems you have as a married couple. Because when you're married, you're thinking about a lot of stuff. Okay. All right. Tip five. I think if you're paying attention and you know about this type of stuff, I think you know what number five is. Anybody that's some type of relationship guru, and I'm not saying that I am, but I have a counselor background and psychology background. So anybody that ever has tapped into that type of stuff know that the biggest thing you can do for a relationship is, I'm gonna let y'all say it first. Okay, communication. Communication is the biggest tip point, anything I can give for newlyweds, people getting in a relationship for the first time. Communication, save relation. Y'all, we gotta talk. Okay, understand how to communicate what and when. Like I said before, everything you don't gotta talk about, but when something is too big to hold, or if something is bothering you and it's making you resent your person, or look at them funny, talk about it in a way to solve it, to help it be better. And then when you do that, understand it takes patience for that person to get to where you want them to be. Don't let things fester too long. Don't sit there and hold in feelings that might cause you to see your person in a bad way. And what I mean is, if you start to be annoyed by somebody, your partner, or you get agitated with them easily, you know, then you know you need to talk about whatever it is that you're keeping to yourself. Lead by example. Communicate needs and wants. Lead by example. When you communicate, it doesn't have to be aggressive. Okay, you ain't gotta be like, man, you did this shit last time, bro. You did this shit last time. Now you mad at me? Excuse my language. But it's like, why you not you mad at me? You know what I'm saying? Bleep it, bleep it, bleep, 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 bleep. You know, all these cuts and words, and just trying to get your point across. It needs to be patient. It needs to be precise. It needs to be to the point. Okay. But you definitely gotta communicate. You gotta communicate these things. Understand you might not see eye to eye, but try to understand each other's view. When you communicate your problems, understand, like, man, it's been so many times. Let me scoot up. It's been so many times my wife and I, we had conversations, just talking about something that we view different. And in the end, we viewed it different, and that's okay. It's like, I'm not gonna make you try to make you believe what I believe the way I want to believe. And there have been times we had the conversation, and we just gonna be like, look, I understand, but we just gonna, you know, agree to disagree. I honestly hate that saying. Like, honestly, I hate it. I hate when somebody says that, because I'm like, no, you need to believe it the way I believe it, or you need to see it the way I see it, not no. We agree to disagree. No, my point is right. What I'm saying is right. What you saying wrong, bruh. Period. But that's not the case. So communication saves relations. I could go over all those points. I can go over point five, which is communication again. But just understand, communicate to your partner. Communicate. Don't let things fester. Talk about it. Be about it. But talk about it. Talk about it. Again, everything you ain't got to bring up, because then it goes from being a very communicative person to being a very annoying person, or very like, dang, bro, don't nothing work for you, don't nothing please you. Some stuff you just got to be like, all right, this is who they are. They struggle with this. I'm just going to have to lead by example with this, or look past it, or not worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, if your partner's communicating to you, telling you they need these things, you gotta be intentional about improving. Okay, you gotta be intentional about improving and getting better. Just point blank, period. You can't just let that person sit there and say they need this from you and you don't work on it. So, work on it. Communicate, man. Communicate, man. I'm just looking. I'm making sure I hit all my points. Saying it. But I'm gonna just go over the five things that I think help marriage. Faith. Number one, faith. Believing in high power. Number two, teamwork. Working as a team. Doing stuff because it's gonna help the person, not because I'm better than them or they're gonna owe me a favor. Understanding. Number three, understanding when something is a big deal, and not try to keep the peace. I'm not saying not to speak on certain things, but try to keep the peace. If it's not really a big deal, don't make it a big deal. Number four, understanding marriage is a process. You're not. You have, unless you were or have been, you've never been a husband before, you've never been a wife before. You do not understand the smoke that is ready for you inside a marriage, okay? And number five, communicate. Communication saves relations. Understand how to communicate what and when to your person. Don't let things fester too long. Lead by example when you communicate, that in order for change to happen. Understand you might not see eye to eye, but try to understand each other's view. Those are really five things that I really think will help you in a new relationship or marriage. And just some things that I've witnessed. Just some things that I've witnessed in my short time being married to my wife. So it's a process, but make the efforts to understand each other better and work to improve the things you and your spouse pointed out. You know, as simple as that. Like, It's a process. Just work towards the things that your partner pointed out. Okay, if your husband points out something that they need from you, it is your job as a wife to understand, and vice versa. If your wife's point something out to you and you're not doing a good job at it, ask them how to do it better. Ask them the way it will help them. Ask them what way will help them, and work towards that. And understand they're not going to be perfect in fixing it, but they're trying. Effort. Okay? Relationships take effort. Marriage takes effort. All of this takes effort. Okay? So, I am going to wrap up this episode. I got out of work early today, so I'm pretty excited to enjoy to see what the next 2 weeks hold, which hopefully is a lot of studio time and spending time with my family and leisure, and maybe going out of town. But you didn't know, I just finished I officially finished my first year as a counselor. Like on episode one, the kids are done and we're doing summer school, but now I'm done. So when I go back, it'll be the start of my second year. So I go back in 2 weeks, and that'll be the start of my second year as a counselor. So man, God bless it, man. Crazy. But again, make sure y'all follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you stream podcasts at. I'm honestly thinking about doing a video podcast. I just got to get the equipment, like the right wires and stuff. But I'm going to try to do a video podcast as well and have it on YouTube, man. Because I'm trying to create a good life for my family with my creative urges. And these ain't even urges. These are passions. I love talking and giving advice. I love making music. I love informing and being a creator, an influencer. Influence in the next generation and even the older generation. That's what I want to do. So make sure y'all follow me on YouTube, Prosper got Taylor, but got it changed when I started making music. So make sure y'all follow me on YouTube, Taylor. Like, subscribe, comment on my videos, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow the podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Prosper the God Speed, and Anchor. Anchor is the free app where I host my podcast and I'm sure y'all hear the ad play a few times, but that's where I host my podcast at, man. And I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you go in there and you subscribe to my podcast, you get to comment, and there's so much stuff you can do inside of Anchor for myself, and it definitely helped me keep creating. I'm not gonna charge a subscription fee right now, but in the future, man, if I am blessed enough to, then I might, because it'll definitely help me. So but right now, man, it's free, and you just listening to it is helping me. So but yeah, definitely get that app, because I'm gonna start asking questions, because I want to expand my podcast. So basically, to end this one, if you would like to be a guest on my podcast, go on Anchor and comment under this episode. There should be a comment section. You should be able to say, I would love to be a guest. And I use Soundtrap, so I could like send you an interview link, and we can, unless you're in the same city I am or want to make that drive, but you could just sit in the comfort of your own home and be a guest on Prosper the Godspeed. I would love to have you. We could talk health. We could just talk, have a good time. You can even promote your business, whatever it is. So do that. Download Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, and leave me a comment under this episode, and let me know if you'd like to be a guest. I definitely have some people in mind that I already want to interview. And I'm definitely going to try to make that happen this summer. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, man, if you love it, follow your boy, man. Just a young fella chasing dreams, man, and trying to make the world a better place. So thank you for listening. Make sure y'all subscribe to all my socials. Taylor Wren and Prosper Godspeed. yeah, man. Make sure you tapped in. I appreciate all y'all support. If you supported me up until this point, just keep supporting me, man. I need y'all. Not really, but I do. But yeah, man. Always and forever. Godspeed.
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me. Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week. Oh, yeah. Four season, nigga, I need breakfast.